Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're gonna really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something that I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal. Take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. Have a first practice at work. If you are in a career or you're an entrepreneur or you do anything to contribute to the world, once you start to do that, you need a first practice. What is a first practice? It means when you come in and you sit down at the desk, before you turn the computer on, before you look at the inbox, you have a first practice. What are you going to do, right? To develop a discipline, a routine at work as well. You woke up and you had a personal routine. When you get to work, when you're waking up the fibers of your being to contribute and to work, what's your first practice? What do you do? What is it? You got to have one. If you don't, we can measure that you're losing productivity throughout the week. Lose productivity and intention throughout the week, lose success. Isn't it true? It's like the next level for you is more intention and much more productivity. But to do that, you got to get really focused. And to get focused, you need discipline. To have discipline, you need to have a routine that you're running. Just like Olympians and the greatest NBA players in the world and the greatest athletes in any given area that I've been blessed to work with, guess what they do? They got their routines, man. When they walk on the court, they do something, right? They have a specific routine that they are running, that they are doing every single time. And it's giving them not only that anchor of a mental state to get there, but it's just putting them into the right rhythm. It says, oh, it's game time here. Now, for me, what I do, as many of you know, if you've studied my work at High Performance Academy, I have my one-page productivity sheet. My first practice, before I turn the computer on, I have the sheet, and I ask myself these questions, and that sheet guides my day. So I don't derail during the day. I know what my day is going to be about. I have intention there, and so I'm beginning the day at work, not in reaction, but in intention. And by doing that, I get more productivity done. I get more in my zone faster than just reacting, what's everybody need? Because if you're always reacting to fire drills, your life becomes daily drills of giving up your agenda, giving up your life. So what's that first thing you're going to do when you get to work or you go to contribute and give? What is it? I've worked with senior executives who they take that first practice when they walk into the office. They close their eyes and maybe they meditate just to get clear about what they want it to be. Some, they call in the team and they start off with sharing what's successful or what's happening in the team or in the business. Some, they pick up the phone and they call the most important person in their life or in their business. But it's a routine. They do it, and because they do it, they have more success. Your first practice is not to fire up the computer and check your inbox, no matter what your role is, even if you're customer support, you have to be, wait, what is my intention for this day? What do I want it to be? Even if your job is answering emails, before you do that, think about what you're moving towards, how you want to answer email, what's the intention for email, what communication themes you're going to develop and convey about your company, about yourself, about your team, about your product,
Just be more intentional at the beginning. It will help. Distraction removal. Do you have a habit for it? I love this question. Prove to me that you're removing distractions from your life. Prove it. Show me 5 things you've said no to in the last 2 weeks that you could have said yes to, but you said no to because you recognize it as a distraction. If you can't do that yet, we got a whole, this is gonna change your life, right? Getting better at removing distractions, saying no about new projects that don't align with what you desire, what you're moving towards. Saying no to everybody's emergency, saying no to all those blue links you could have clicked. I mean, look at all those videos you could watch online. Look at all the YouTube things and all the podcasts and all the blogs. Don't. Be really disciplined at setting up a qualification system, criteria in your life of what you're going to pay attention to, how you're going to evaluate decisions. That's going to change your life. If that's a habit for you, I've got a habit. If a decision comes up, or an opportunity, I should say, opportunity comes up, I look at it, I've got this criteria, I filter it through, yes, no, boom, I'm moving on. I've got a habit of being very efficient with making decisions. That's part of distraction removal, right? I used to just call this focus, but now people, it's like, no, we got to name it what it is. Focus is really just distraction removal today. There's so many distractions, and you've got to turn them away if you're going to achieve your dreams. What do you really want to accomplish this year? Are the major things you're doing every day moving you towards that? Or do you find out that, you know, your busy work, you know, is taking over your life's work? You need to get rid of some things in life. And every spiritual precept that we know often comes back down to simplicity, to getting back to just the basics. And for a lot of people, their lives are really overcomplicated. They said yes to too many social things, so they're wiping themselves out. They're not getting sleep because they went to 7 parties this week. You know, they're in a constant yes mode to everybody, so they're pleasing everybody and avoiding themselves. We see that because they said yes to so many things, their plate is so full, and they live each day stressed, knowing that they're really kind of drowning in all the obligations that they shouldn't have committed to. Nothing can be better in terms of your productivity and your stress levels than learning to say no, to recognize a distraction as a distraction. I name them. I'm like, that sounds amazing, but that would be a distraction right now. I say that to people, and I've offended people because of that. Now, I know at this point in this video today, you're going to be like, boy, Brendan, you're kind of a jerk today. But I'm telling you, it's important. This is how you get your life back. You got to set up some successful habits. And I'm trying to convey it with passion today because I just know how important. And I've just seen it over and over change people's lives in such powerful ways. I mean, if you did any of these better, your whole life is yours again. So what are the distractions? Now, let's do the hard work. If you're really successful, what do you need to remove right now from your life to go to that next level? Be honest. What activities, responsibilities, obligations, and commitments have you taken on that you need to really question whether or not you should be doing them? Some of those activities, you just need to outsource. Some of those activities, you need to delegate. Some of those activities, you need to stop them immediately, even before you complete them. Sometimes we can quit things without completing them. And that gives us a lot of freedom in our lives to realize, well, yeah, I could keep nose to the ground and work to finish something that's not right, or I could stop it and start marching towards something that is right. Same amount of time, one moves me ahead, one gets me behind. We have to make the tough choices in our lives, and part of them is identifying our distractions.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more
you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.